Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were in Copenhagen, Denmark. As you may remember, I told you I was going, and I actually broadcast one day from over there at the event that where I was. I was invited to go over to Copenhagen by the Danish government and other folks over there to be part of a group of speakers from the United States to talk to the Danes about how to become more entrepreneurial. Now, I want you to think about that for just a minute. What I want to talk about and then for the rest of the hour here is our system in the United States, our entrepreneurial economy in the United States, and the Danish economy, which is largely socialistic. Their society is based on socialism, and our society is based on really the free market. And on entrepreneurship, and their economy is, their society is based on everybody kind of, you know, getting a piece of the action, and not much risk, but also not a great deal of reward. In the United States, you have the ability to you can be rich, you can be not so rich, and you can be poor. You can, if you're poor, you can work yourself out of it. Out of that condition and rise above that. You can take risks in America. You can fail in America and come back and live to fight another day. I'm going to talk about those kinds of things. And what I think is interesting about what's happening these days in the socialistic countries like the countries of Scandinavia and to a large degree most of the other countries in Europe. Because of the way that they've been functioning over the last several decades, the Danes when I went over there, what I told them was I explained to them a little bit about you, small business owners. I talked about you, and I said that in the United States, you live in a world where the soil is very fertile for entrepreneurs. And that in the United States, that we actually not only are in favor of entrepreneurship, but we actually, and that we not only do we accept entrepreneurial behavior, but we actually expect it. Now, one of the main elements of entrepreneurship is risk. An entrepreneur risks some level of what they have. They risk something of what they have, or they may risk everything. And maybe not their lives, not like the pilgrims and the people who founded Jamestown, who literally were entrepreneurs on many levels themselves. They risked everything, even their lives. You and I don't have to do that today. We don't have to risk our lives. But we do risk a lot to follow our entrepreneurial dreams. And I have risked everything in the past. Everything I ever had or ever hoped to have, I've risked that. You may have too. I think that's one of the markers of true entrepreneurship. If you believe in yourself so much, if you believe in your vision so much that you're willing to risk everything because you believe you can make it happen. And I have made plenty of mistakes. I have failed before, and I'm still paying for some of those failures. But the point here, what I'm trying to do now, is sort of set the stage for what I told them about you, when I was over there in my little presentation that I made to them. And I talked about the fact that in America, business failure is actually part of our success story. Small business failures are actually part of our success story, meaning that because we are willing to take risks over here in the United States, we also know that if we take a risk and we succeed, then the benefits accrue to us, and the benefits will be worth the risk that we took. We also know that if we fail, that's not the end of the world for us. We have the ability, it's accepted in the United States to start over if you fail. And so I want to talk some more about that. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk about the difference between what I just told you and how things are in Denmark and why they need to know more about you, small business owners. 20 Tales, stay with me. I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, and I said,
we're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm talking about my trip to Copenhagen, what I learned over there, what I told them about you, small business owners. I told them that you were prepared as entrepreneurs, you were as people who live in a free market economy, which where you don't expect the government to provide everything for you. And more of us don't expect our employers to provide everything for us. We're prepared to take risks. And also another thing that we do here in the United States that they don't do as much in the other parts of the world is when we have something that was successful, but it starts being unsuccessful, it starts to maybe become baggage. You know, if it was a great thing once, we put it in a museum when it gets to be old and when it gets to be useless, not useful anymore. We put it in a museum. We worship it, and we celebrate it, I should say, and put it in a museum, and we go back and visit it every once in a while. But we don't let it get in the way. We don't let how we've always done things get in the way of where we want to go. And that's something I think a socialistic country has a hard time with. And I think that you are really good about that, small business owners. I think that that's an area that you excel at, and I think Americans do that. I think we don't fall in love with things if they don't work. We get rid of them if they don't work, and we don't we don't get rid of valuable things, and we have memories of those things, but certain things that don't work anymore, we move them out and bring on something that's more useful. In the United States, the possibility of failure is accepted as a price that might have to be paid for attempting to seek entrepreneurial success. Failure is accepted as a price that might have to be paid. And we found economic and entrepreneurial success by willing to risk failure. Now, I want to move over and talk a little bit about the Danes. And in doing so, I'll tell you about my conversation with a couple of people over there, a couple of business owners that I met while I was over there. I asked the one guy that I met had an opportunity to expand his business. He actually, someone came in his business and really liked the way his business worked from another country. And they really liked his business. And they said, you know, I think your business would go in my country. Would you franchise your business and let me be your franchisee in my country? And I said, are you going to do that? He said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, well, because it would just be too risky. And I said, but wouldn't the reward be worth it? I mean, if you could grow your business, if you could double your business, think about what you could accomplish with that. And wouldn't that be something that would be good? And he said, not so much, because for one thing, the more you make in Denmark and in Sweden, I don't know about the other Scandinavian countries, but certainly those two countries, the more you make, the more you get taxed, the higher your taxes are. Very, very expensive tax situation, because there it's a socialist a culture over there. The government takes care of everything that you need, basically. Your government, the government, or your employer, which oftentimes are the same thing. So I had that conversation, and then I asked him, I said, okay, well, tell me about risk. And he said, this is the first guy, he said, I would never risk more than I could afford to lose. Now, see, small business owners, that's the opposite of most of you. Most of you either have or are risking everything that you have for your entrepreneurial dream. Because what I said a minute ago, because you know that if you hit it, if you succeed, that you're going to get to keep most of what you make. You're going to get to amass some wealth. You'll be able to become, you know, you'll be able to acquire some kind of financial success and also professional success. Well, for this guy, two things were going on. Number one, the first thing was that he didn't want to risk more than he could afford to lose. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But the other thing was, the more I make, the more the government will give me. Why should I even take the risk? So that was the first guy. The second guy that I talked to him about his business. And I asked him about growing. And I asked him about failure. What would happen if you failed? And he said, if you fail in Denmark, you're marked for life. You're a failure for life. I said, really? He said, oh, yes. And then I checked with some of my hosts over there. I asked them about that. They said, that's true. In Denmark, if you take bankruptcy in Denmark, if you fail, abject failure in Denmark, you're seen as a failure the rest of your life. You have very limited ability to redeem yourself later on. Well, guess what, folks? Henry Ford went broke 7 times. Before he finally hit his invention of the automated system that he created for the Ford Motor Company. 7 times he went broke and he didn't accomplish success till he was 51 years old. What if we'd had that attitude of Denmark over here in the United States? We might not be driving Fords right now. It's 9 after. More to come right after these messages. I got a lot more to tell you about Copenhagen and Denmark when we come back. Stay with us.
Dave Columbus, Aflac.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. No barrier to entry. Both of them will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I want to get back to my conversation with you about what I learned in Copenhagen and what I tried to teach them a little bit about you and why you're doing so great in here in the United States, small business owners. The Danes want to become more entrepreneurial. That's the reason they invited me and a few others over there. Now, isn't that interesting, though? They've got a socialistic world. And by the way, it's a beautiful country. I've told you this before. It's a beautiful country. The people are wonderful. They're not just friendly, folks. They're genuine. They speak English better than you do. I'm serious. And they speak it well. They like speaking it. You almost can't catch them speaking Danish, because if they think you're English, they think you're speaking English, that's what they use. The people are very genuine. I love being there. They remind me a lot of the Swedes. They're very nice people. I encourage you to vacation there. But the government pays all their health care, 100%. The government pays all of their retirement. The government pays all of their... if they become unemployed, they still get high benefits. In Sweden, there was a survey conducted, and the number one thing, the most important thing a Swede wanted was a job. The number three thing that a Swede wanted, most important thing they wanted, would be to maybe to own a business. And the number two most important thing for a Swede would be to be unemployed, because the government would take care of them. Now, all of that social network, all that social net, all that socialism costs a lot of money. It costs the income tax is very high. It's as much as 60-something percent in some cases. I saw basically a little example of a return, and after all the deductions, a Dane still paid 37% income tax. Plus, they have a 25% VAT tax on virtually everything, value-added tax. That's like a national sales tax on everything, on top of the insurance, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, on top of the income tax. Plus, there's a 9.3% payroll tax. And folks, I saw a table on what it cost to buy a car. The tax on the car was 166% of the price of the car. Whatever the car cost, 166% of that was the tax on top of that for a new car. And those are the tax levels that you have to pay. So now you understand why, when I spoke to some business owners over there, why would they take a risk? Why would they take a risk and risk failure, from which they would be, you know, branded as a failure the rest of their lives, little opportunity to redeem themselves, as millions of people have here in the United States? Why would they take a risk if that was going to happen? Why would they take a risk if they made more money? The government was just going to get more of their money. So consequently, in Denmark, there are very few poor people, and there are very few rich people. Now, you might say that's idyllic. You might say that's wonderful. And it does seem that way when you're around those people. But here's the thing. If it were perfect, why would they be inviting me over to talk about entrepreneurship? Well, here's what I think. Socialism is undercapitalized. Socialism doesn't produce, it only consumes. Socialism doesn't harvest the fruit from the orchard. It cuts the trees down to get the fruit. You see what I'm getting at? It doesn't, when socialism needs more money, it doesn't do things to create more production. It raises taxes. And see, this is the opposite of what we do here in the United States, what we're currently doing here in the United States. Socialism is the opposite of supply-side economics, which I believe is what we have right now in the United States, and which I believe works. And so that's just something that I thought was very interesting about that. And so you might say, well, what makes you think that they're not right and we're not wrong? Well, guess what, folks? We're not inviting Danes over here to tell us how to be more socialistic. They're inviting us over there to talk to them about how to be more entrepreneurial. So that tells you which one is working. Here's the last thought I left them with. Last two thoughts. America has the most fertile entrepreneurial soil because entrepreneurship is in our DNA. And because the opportunity to find success and create wealth in the United States is more compelling than the possibility of and the price to be paid for failure. An entrepreneurial economy can only be created and sustained if the potential rewards of success are more compelling than the possible cost of failure. So you got what I told them? I'd be curious to know about your thoughts on that. You know how to email me. Let me know what you think about that. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and thank you for allowing me to represent you in Denmark. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.